Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome you to your Soul in the Word Ministry. Your host is Reverend Dorothy Hall. Continue thanking God for each and every one that are listening to this broadcast and hope and praying that it will give you encouragement, that you will have more faith, and you just learn to lean and depend upon God. Because we are going to look to the hills from whence coming our help, because all our help come from the Lord. One thing about God, of so many things, he's a God that cannot lie nor come short of his word. What he said in his word, he's going to do. That's just what he will do. I've tried him, and he's all right. He have never failed me. He have never disappointed me. He have never let me down. And I just thank God for Jesus. And most of all, I thank God for salvation. And salvation is for everyone that desires to be saved. God wants to save you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to bless you. He wants to direct your path. He wants to lead you. And he wants to be first in your life. My church home is Living Water Restoration Church, and we are located at 508 Griffith Road in Charlotte, North Carolina. Bishop is Charles Sheila Jr., Pastor Evangelist Ann Shealy. Our morning service is every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. If you're in that area, you don't have a church home, stop in and just visit with us. We will be so glad to have you. And our praise team is awesome, and the preaching is outstanding. Not saying it because of my church home, but I'm saying it because it's true. God is good. His mercy is everlasting. We are going to have a short word of prayer, and then we are going to get into the word. Our Father in heaven, maker of all mankind, creator of every good and perfect gift, you are my hope when all hope is gone. You are my way when I don't see no way, Lord God. You are my hope for today and tomorrow, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, just forgive me of my many sins. Have mercy upon me according to your loving kindness, according to thy multitude of thy tender mercy. Blot out all of my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression and my sins as ever before you, Lord God. Create in me, O God, a clean heart and renew your right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, nor take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. The flesh longs for you in a dry, in a thirsty land, Lord God, to see your power and your glory. So as I have seen you in your sanctuary, because of your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you, Lord God. Lord God, you are God. Hear me, O God, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, and answer me. Lord, teach me your ways, O Lord, and lead me on a plain path, because you are God and there is none like you, Lord God. If I look this whole world through, still I will find none like you, none that can heal the sick, Lord God, none that can raise the dead, Lord God, none that can save, Lord God, the truth, Lord God. You are the joy of my salvation, Lord God. Lord God, I love you, Lord God. I praise you, Lord God. I magnify your name, Lord God. You are awesome, Lord God. You are my healer, Lord God. You are my provider, Lord God. You are my deliverer, Lord God. And so much more, Lord God. You are that divine teacher, Lord God. You are the door, Lord God. You are the conqueror of death, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, you are. I am that I am, Lord God. I am the way, the truth, and the life, Lord God. No man can come to the Father but by through me, Lord God. Lord God, I'm crying out because I know that you're not hard of hearing, Lord God. But I'm crying out because I need you, Lord God. I cannot get along without you, Lord God. I need you every minute and every hour, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, Lord God. All things work for the good of God, Lord God, and those that are called according to your purpose, Lord God. Lord God, just have mercy. Keep us, Lord God, in your divine care. If you keep us, we shall be kept. Save us and we shall be saved, Lord God. Teach us and we shall be taught, Lord God. Lord God, open up our ears so we can hear your voice, Lord God. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, Lord God, so it will lead us, guide us, and teach us, Lord God. It will show us the way, Lord God. You say it in your word, that trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. And he shall direct your path, Lord God. We need direction from you, Lord God. We need a word from you, Lord God. We need to hear from you, Lord God. We have a standstill, Lord God. We need direction, Lord God. We can't go to the left. We can't go to the right. We're standing still, and we're going to wait until we hear from you, Lord God, because we know that you know the way, Lord God. Lord God, those that are sick, Lord God, trust their body, Lord God. We know you is a healer, Lord God. You can heal any manner of disease, Lord God, no matter what it is, Lord God. You can heal cancer, Lord God. You can heal AIDS, Lord God. You can heal sugar diabetes, Lord God. You're the heart fixer, Lord God. You're the mind regulator, Lord God. You're the burden bearer, Lord God. You're the heavy load carrier, Lord God. And we are leaning and depending upon you. Because if you don't do it, it won't be done, Lord God. All our hope is in you, Lord God. Bless those. Some may be sick, Lord God. Some may need a financial blessing. Some home may be in an uproar, Lord God. Some marriage might be on the rock, Lord God. You can fix all that if they just look to you, Lord God. Obey your word. Keep your commandments, Lord God. And you will show us the way, Lord God. Keep us, Lord God. I pray for those incarcerated, Lord God. Those in nursing home, Lord God. I pray for the one that are listening to this broadcast. I pray for the family, Lord God. Save them, Lord God. Save that sinner man, woman, boy, and girl that don't even know you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, intervene, Lord God, before it's everlasting too late, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you. I praise you, and I magnify your name. You're the awesome God, Lord God. You're the merciful God. You're the just God. You're the faithful God. You're the loving God. You're the long-suffering God. Oh, Lord, you're the good God. You're the great God. You're the mighty God. Yes, Lord. You're so much more, Lord God. You Lord of Lord and King of kings, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for my life, my health, my strength, Lord God. I thank you for a brand new day that I never seen one we will never see again. I thank you how you clothed me in my right mind, give me activity, all my limbs, not only me, but your people. I pray for the United States of America. I pray for the president of this United States. Lord, that you will intervene, Lord God. Lord God, you will humble him down, Lord God. Only you can do it. Man can't do it. Man don't have the power. Man don't have no more than what you allowed him to have, Lord God. But you, I'm going to look to you, Lord God. And I know prayer changes things. The church need to go down and pray for our country and our president. Stop complaining so much, Lord God. Pray for him, Lord God, that God would intervene and show him the way, that Lord would give him direction for the United States of America, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. We just praise your name. We worship you in spirit and in truth. Now, Lord God, as I sit here, let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. What we are going to be talking about today is prayer still works. Prayer, the old saying going is prayer change this thing. And Jeremiah said, is there anything too hard for God? I'm going to read you something. And Jeremiah 29:11. Now I want you to hear it. He said, 29:11 said, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expecting, meaning give you hope and give you a future. The Lord wants to bless us. But it's something that we are lacking. It's something that we got to do. With prayer, we got to pray. Prayer is a solemn request for help, expression of thanks. You either you're asking God for something or you're thanking him for something. The mouth prayer is in St. Matthew. I'm going to it. I'm going to read it to you. If you don't know the mouth prayer, I'm quite sure everybody probably know it. We was taught this years past and gone. But his disciple wanted to know how to pray. And he told them the mouth prayer, and that is, Abba Father, you start off with Abba Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Then it goes, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are the king, for the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. That was the mouth prayer. And so many of our prophets, they prayed. If you read your Bible, you'll find Elijah when he was on Mount Carmel. And I'm gonna get back to what I'm gonna talk about. Elijah prayed. Baal had 450 prophets. Baal had 450. I'm not quite sure about that, but I know it's one or the other. Anyway, it was 850 altogether. Elijah was standing there all alone, so he thought. But he told them, said, if God be God, serve him. But if Baal be Baal, serve him. And he said, this is what I want you to do. Meet me at Mount Carmel, talking to Ahab. Elijah said, and the God that answered by fire, let him be God. Baal, they called on Baal from morning to noon to evening. No answer. Elijah said, maybe he's hard of hearing or maybe he's gone on a vacation. And Elijah says, my time to call. He dressed the altar and he took two buckets of water, three. And that represents the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And he said, I'm going to call on the name of the Lord. And Elijah said, if thou be the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, hear me now. And fire fell down from heaven. And it consumed the water that Elijah had put on the altar. It just sucked it up. And Elijah knew. And the prophet knew that it was the God that Elijah was praying and calling to that heard him. Remember Daniel, when he was in the lion den, Daniel was a man that prayed three times a day. They put him in the lion den. He should have been killed. But God stepped in at the appointed time and closed their mouth for that lion. He did not hurt Daniel. That is what prayer can do. Just pray. We have prayed for salvation. That is the number one thing. Prayer is the communication with God. Romans 8:26 says, likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. And he who searches the heart, that's God the Father, knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he, the Holy Spirit, makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. When you pray, pray in the Holy Spirit. First of all, be filled, be saved, sanctified, and the Holy Ghost filled, and pray in the Spirit. And when you pray in the Spirit, our will has to be lined up with the will of God. That's why Jesus intercedes for us, because we don't know what to pray for, but he do, the Spirit intercedes. Jesus Christ is our intercession. He's our advocate standing between man and God. He intercedes for us. He takes our petition to God himself. That's why Paul said in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which were also in Christ Jesus. When we are born again and we are close to God and we have that intimate relationship with Christ, the mind that Christ had, that same mind should be in us, because we are new creatures in Christ. Paul said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And Ephesians said, 4:23 says, and be renewed. See, when we are in Christ, the new creature, we don't walk the same walk. We don't talk the same walk. We don't do the thing that we used to do. The old man is passed away, and behold, all things become new. Paul said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. We can only get the mind of Christ through prayer and fasting. He told his disciples that this kind of faith come by prayer and fasting. Ephesians 4:22 says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in what? In righteousness and true holiness. Then John said, and I want you to read it for yourself, John 9:31 says, now we know that God has not sent us prayer. Any man be a worshiper of God and does his will, him he will hear. Cornelius was a good man. He did good to all, you know, everybody. He helped the poor. He just did the will of God. But he wasn't saved. He had not never heard the gospel. And he had to hear the gospel, and God had mercy upon him and told him to go down there to Joppa, to send somebody down there to Joppa. Peter was down there. He sent for Peter. Peter came and preached to his household, and all of Cornelius' family, they were saved. But they heard the gospel is the power unto salvation. Without the preaching of the gospel, it become none of effect. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, it must be preached. Then it says that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt. That old man is corrupt. We did anything we want to do, it was corrupt. So we got to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. It's all in the mind. It is a mind thing. That's how the adversary gets us, is in our mind. He throws doubt. If God said do it, Peter said, don't do it. You know how the story go about Adam and Eve. Said, the old man is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. We can't allow. Don't let your past dictate your future. Different things were in the prayer. God doesn't answer if you forget to ask. You got to ask. When you use excuses, pray to God in the name of Jesus in the Holy Spirit. Prayer invites closeness and a relationship. Pray the prayer of faith, nothing wavering. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing, meaning you should pray about everything. That's why Proverbs 3:4 said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding in all thy ways. Acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. It is impossible to please God if you don't have faith. You must have faith in God. You must have. James, we will go to James 5:15. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sin, you hear me? Said, if he have committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. Then he goes and says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. And the effective, fervent prayer of the righteous avail much. That fervent means showing strong and sincere feeling. Effectual is successful, having great effect. God doesn't answer when we cherish sin. Psalm 66:18 says, if I regard a iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Then Isaiah tells us in 59:1-2, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, neither his ear heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquity have separated between you and your God, and your sin have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Our sin. Sin caused us to lose fellowship with God. But he said, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Then he goes on and said, then he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. David said, purge me with hyssop, that I may be clean, that I may be whiter than snow. You can't do it yourself. But you got to pray and ask God to do it. Only God can do it. Man cannot save you. No matter how good you are, your goodness will not get you into heaven. You got to accept Christ as your personal Savior. Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead and believe in your heart, that you shall be saved. Read something to you. I don't just like to be saying things. I like to back it up with scripture. I want you all that are listening to this broadcast, if you're not saved, this is what you need to do. And that's Romans 10:9. If you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Salvation is free for everyone. Just ask God to forgive you. Just confess. Ask him. Pray. And say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner, Lord, but I need to be saved. I believe in your death, your burial, your resurrection, and your ascension. I know that you bled, suffered, and died on the hill of Calvary And I need to be saved, Lord, because I'm a sinner, Lord God. I can't save myself. Only you can do it. And God will hear and answer your prayer. Sin separate us from God. He said he hid his face from you that he will not hear. Psalms 15:29 said, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. Don't stop praying. Don't blame God for not answering your prayer immediately. Sometimes it might take years. Sometimes he might move immediately. But don't give up. Keep the faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Another thing about prayer, do be honest with God. God knows your heart. He knows the intent of your heart. Mouth can say anything. But if you root it and grind it, then born again, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, you'll pray in the Spirit. Be honest with God. And be honest with yourself. God will hear and answer prayer if you have faith in him and trust in him. We should live a life in a manner that we can know that God will hear our prayer. I'm reminded of Hezekiah. The prophet Isaiah went to Hezekiah and told him, God said to set your house in order because he was going to die and not live. And Hezekiah, he turned his face towards the wall and prayed unto the Lord. And he said, Lord, remember now, O Lord, I beseech you, I beg of you. I have walked before you in faith and truth. And with a perfect heart. Can any of us say that? Can we stand on what we have done and how we have been? Whether or not we have been obedient to God. When we are obedient to God, it releases God's power and God moves because of our obedience. He said, and I walk with you in a perfect heart, and I have done that which is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept so. Then came the word of the Lord of Isaiah, saying, before Isaiah can get out of the court, God said, go and say to Hezekiah, thus said the Lord, the God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Behold, I will add unto you days, 15 years. This is an example or how God moves. Stand on God's word. Live his word. Believe his word. Trust his word. Have faith in his word. And God will move in the appointed time. Most of all, do not give up. Keep the faith. Have patience. Wait on the Lord. And he will come through. God has never failed. He has never let me down. He has never disappointed me. He has always been there at the appointed time. He has always been my provider if I need some. My God, Paul said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Pray the prayer of faith. Intercede for somebody else. Just go pray for yourself. Pray for your family. Pray for your church. Pray for the United States of America. Pray for everybody. This world needs prayer. Prayer still works. Prayer changes things. Prayer moves God into action. Try him, and he's all right. I done tried, and he's all right. He will never fail you, and he definitely won't disappoint you. Man will. Put not confidence in man, but put your confidence and trust in God, and he will come through. Just obey his word. Keep his commandments. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandment. And my commandment is not grievous. Prayer still works. Look unto God. For all your help come from the Lord. Trust him. Don't doubt him. Don't pray wavering. not believing, but pray in faith, believing that he is going to come through for you, and he will come through. He will never let you down. May God bless you. May God keep you. May heaven smile upon you. If you run with God, he will run with you. And just remember, I will be back here next Tuesday at 6 p.m. with a word from God. And don't forget, it's all in the word. God bless.